is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial on in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. It's the live Saturday edition, day after Christmas. We're here live. I don't know about the rest of the radio world, but we didn't take any time off this week. Well, actually, when I say we, I meant we as in the show, Free Talk Live. Mark, you actually did have the entire week off.
Yeah, so. The guy with talent was on vacation this week from Monday through Friday. So down in beautiful Sarasota, Florida, where the weather is warm.
So you flew down, you flew back, mm-hmm. and I guess, what was it, Friday morning that this bomber thing happened, or was...
I think it was Friday because it was all the news this morning.
So I guess the word was that some guy was trying to light some kind of chemical, and
I think he was trying to inject it.
Well, it was exactly what we predicted would happen, right, on this show, that if there were ever some sort of terrorist thing that happened on an airplane, some kind of takeover attempt or explosive weaponized whatever attempt, that the passengers would be the ones that would stop it, right?
Absolutely. The passengers will not put up with terrorist nonsense anymore. It was the days have changed from when you could expect to have your plane hijacked, spend the afternoon on the tarmac in Havana, and then you'll be home perhaps tomorrow or tonight by dinner, the latest by tomorrow. Things changed on 9/11, and people won't put up with that stuff anymore. They're going to pull a Flight 93 on them.
And that's what happened. The passengers went after this guy, and they got him under control. Whereas, wait a minute, how'd they get that stuff on that flight anyway? I guess the government security measures didn't quite do the trick. Now, of course,
it was in Amsterdam.
It was an international flight.
He actually originated in Nigeria. I wouldn't personally trust Nigerian security as much as I would trust American security.
Well, you think the GSA goons are better than the other goons around the rest of the world?
Yes, I do think
please.
That our goons are slightly more efficient.
Please. The governments around the world have increased their security measures, so it's just another point to show that it wasn't government that kept those people on that flight safe.
I agree that much is true.
It was the people on the flight that kept that flight safe.
I trust American citizens more than I trust the Transportation Security Administration to keep me safe.
So did they change anything for you you flew back this morning from Florida to New Hampshire. Did you notice any tightening of the restrictions? Because there's talk about that now. They're talking. I just heard something on the news right before the show that suggested that apparently some flights have now locked down their customers, the passengers, in the final hour of the flight, that you're not allowed to get up for any reason in the final hour of the flight.
I couldn't tell you. I mean, that was probably true on our flight, that the last hour was not, you weren't allowed to get up, but they said it was because, they didn't say why it was because, you just couldn't get up and use the bathroom. I noticed a couple of kids that were flying by themselves, you always feel extra protective of them, and the one little boy's like, I have to use the bathroom. I have to use the bathroom. You know what's coming next,
right?
You
better let him go to the bathroom.
They did.
Okay, that's good. All right, so we'll see what happens as a result of this, because inevitably every time some sort of alleged terrorist attack happens, or an attempt at an attack, the government people always use it as an excuse to crank up the security measures, and who knows where this will go.
And we've heard from multiple situations, whether it's private security people or even law enforcement officers, that what goes on at the airport screening really has very little to do with actual security, and has far more to do with the feeling of security that
security
people
theater.
Get. Yeah, security yeah. theater. it's what their job is impossible, mind you, but I flew for I think a year with the same lighter in my pocket. So
really?
It's not that big of a thing to get the one legislated. That's the one thing that's legislated that you can't carry on a plane is a lighter. All the rest of it's rules that they have from the TSA, at least as I understand it. It's not like I've poured through all these laws. Who has time to read them? But what are they going to do to stop them? They can't stop their own red team, is what they call the TSA's team that tests themselves. In most cases, most of the news stories I read, it's 70% of the time, 80% of the time. So I'm just going to guess 50%, because they probably don't put the times that they managed to only stop, they stop 60 or 70% of the stuff that comes through.
Okay, well, since you mentioned security theater and a related story, this week some of the Liberty activists here in Keene, New Hampshire, went to the courthouse on, I think it was Christmas Eve. Yeah, Christmas Eve, that morning, to attend an arraignment. They had to open the courthouse special, or the courtroom rather, special for this one, for this arraignment. And the funny thing was, it was completely open before the bureaucrats arrived, so there was no security whatsoever. And then when the cops showed up, because they brought the cops in for the day to do the security, they grabbed the wands from the security office and they started doing the screening. But we'd had full access to the courtroom prior to that anyway, so there would have been nothing to stop. I mean, nobody around here is violent and would do anything like this, but it's just giving you an example of how it's all just a big joke. I mean, we had full access to the courtroom in advance of anybody even showing up that day. You could have strapped a gun to the underside of a chair, put a bomb underneath the judge's chair or something like that, and there would have been nobody would have known the why.
That's one of the results of doing security like this, is when, you know, the average guy sees the breaches in the security, he's like, it's laughable.
Yeah, it was laughable. I didn't point it out to the cops at the time because I don't want to freak them out or something like that. But
yeah, God knows they'd locked the whole place down.
Right, right. So anyway, let's continue here. You can bring up absolutely anything. Saturday edition of the show, 800-259-9231. I'd like to talk about drinking and kids here in a moment, drinking alcohol, that is. But let's go to Dave in Keene, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WKBK. Hello, Dave.
Hi. I was listening to the radio earlier, and I heard, I don't know who it was, but one of you fellows were on the radio earlier.
Okay.
And talking to the Pasha, and he was saying that he thought maybe you, the ideas that you have as far as politics was like anarchy, and then I think you said you clarified it for him, saying something like, private property or something.
Yeah, I don't recall that conversation. Maybe it wasn't me, but I am not an anarchist. I'm a voluntarist, which means that I think that all human beings should interact with one another on a consensual basis. And I think that anything that the government does, that it has value, and I think there is some value in some of the things they do. Most of their stuff, I really don't have much interest in. But I like the idea of having roads and, traffic lights that work and things like that. And I think that all those things can be provided by the marketplace, by the free market, on a consensual basis, rather than coercing people into paying for those things, whether they like them or not. Does that make sense?
Sure. I was just wondering, though. I mean, this is what I'm thinking. With there's really, I was thinking, I was comparing it. I was going to compare it to jail, and I thought jail was like everybody had their thing. And there's really, I mean, you might say there's government in jail, but I mean, if you ruled out the guards and stuff, it's like almost like every man for himself. And it comes down to respect, I guess, and, you know, whether or not one gets respect and stuff like that. Can you see any way that would tie into your ideas about government or no?
Well, Mark, you're the guy that spent 9 years in prison.
Yeah, I'd say that the government in jail is the law enforcement officers that run the jail. And, when it comes to... when it comes to people getting respect in different places, I mean, certainly that's true in jail and in the free world too. That people get treated based on the amount of respect that they've their respect quotient, if you will, on that they built up with people.
Their reputation.
Yeah, their reputation.
True.
Sure.
True. Oh.
Does that make sense, David?
Yeah, that does, actually. That does make sense. But I've just heard that, like, some people just don't get respect because, like, their size. I don't know. I haven't spent a lot of time, but I was just wondering if it was comparable, because it doesn't seem like there's government. And sometimes I've also heard that laws don't really quite often get enforced in jail. And
I guess it all depends. I mean, have you ever been to jail before?
I have, but not for a very long time, and I have known people that have, but...
Well, I mean, when you say laws don't get enforced in jail, it's a pretty sweeping statement. There are things that go on in jails and prisons around this country that are prohibited. I mean, for instance, drugs get into jails all the time, which is, of course, a great example of how it is that the war on drugs is an insanity and a complete impossibility. The whole point of the government trying to keep drugs out of this country is negated by the fact they can't even keep them out of their own prisons. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line, Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The live Saturday edition. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Christmas week Saturday edition of the show. We're actually here. I don't know about the rest of the radio industry. They probably took time off, but we're here for you. So dial on in. Take part of the show. You can bring up whatever you want. Coming up, we'll talk about letting your kids drink alcohol. It's a crime in a lot of places, but should it be? Let's go to your phone calls here shortly at 800-259-9231. First of all, I want to tell you about the Totesac, however. Been using it for the last several months here at the house, and it's great. Totesac.com, T-O-T-A-S-A-K.com. We've been telling you about it for a while now, and everybody that tries these things loves them. We had Luther come on our show last night, a new co-host on the program, and he said that he saw a imitation Totesac at the grocery store, some lame-o handle with hooks on it, with three little hooks on it, and he said it was really chintzy looking and that it didn't even come close to the quality of the Totesac.
Yeah, well, the Totesac is it's built of completely recycled materials right here in the United States, and it's so tough, it doubles for brass knuckles. It really could. I mean, you could punch a brick wall with this, and it's not going to crack. It might hurt you because your hand might slip off of it, but we don't recommend that, but these things are very, very tough.
So it'll help you carry all the grocery bags in from the car. You probably won't have to make another trip. For me, it's one trip, and that's it. TOTASAK.com. Get yourself your own family pack. And stay tuned, because we've got a two-pack to give away here tonight as well. We'll be doing that at some point. So we continue here and take your phone calls about whatever you want. Larry is on the line listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, Mark and Ann?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Larry?
You know, this is just rotten, you know. What was it this time, a pillow bomb?
A pillow bomb?
Whatever bomb the guy had. You know what this is going to end up doing? Costing us billions of dollars in new safety efforts. It's going to cost to lock this guy up for 20 years at about 70 or 80,000 a year. It's
sure.
So stupid. I mean,
yeah, well, the TSA is really, I mean, Al Qaeda's kind of the TSA's best friend.
Yeah. Every time you say Al Qaeda, see, you have a situation where you show the monkey bars, show the guys in raggedy uniforms going to monkey bars, and everybody's supposed to be scared. Anybody that wants to get out of that country and say there's a better life waiting for you in American prisons, come over here and say you're with Al-Qaeda. You know what's really happening in the state of Indiana? We're letting these foreign corporations come in and take over the points where we collect our sales tax and our income tax. They are not paying over. They're keeping the money because they're using different business principles, and we're lagging behind in our tax collection. So they're really putting us out of business, and we'll end up at some settling table not getting the full value of our taxes. So this country is just really punking out the people that's got jihad against us, and we're allowing them to come over here and just take over and take our money.
Allowing them? I'm a little confused about that. When you say we are allowing them, what does that mean?
I'll say the Arabs, because they're in charge of our retail petroleum distribution. And what they do is they come in and set these places up, and that's one of the points where we collect our gas tax, we collect our taxes on lots of sale tax for the knickknacks and stuff they sell in their stores, and they don't pay that money over.
Is this Larry, normally you make a little more sense.
I'm making more sense.
Normally you make more sense. Tonight I'm a little Slow down a second. Mm-hmm. Are you railing against convenience store operators?
No, I'm not doing it, but I'm just saying we're allowing them, the Arabs, the people that we are supposedly fighting against, to come over here and take over.
Hold on a second here. Hold on, Larry. Hold on. Mm-hmm. You are peppering your speech with these collectivist terms that are not doing you any good. You're saying we are allowing these Arabs to come over here and da 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 da.
That's right.
First of all, Arabs are a wide, you know, if you want to use that term, people from the Middle East are
a
very large. Hold on, Larry. Let me get a word in here. People from the Middle East are all different. You know, they don't all have the same exact mindset. And we are not the government, you and I. We're not doing this. We're not preventing them. We're not allowing them or anything like that. What can you try one more time to explain to me what it is you're trying? Mark, do you understand what he's saying here?
Because I, you know, all I know is that I get provided great convenience service at many of the convenience stores I go to. Some of them are populated by people who might be from that descent. I don't know whether they're Pakistani or whether they're from Egypt. I have no
idea.
They're
very nice. Most of the folks I've ever
talked
to.
They are very nice, and they're the best shopkeepers in the world. And
okay.
What they're doing is they're taking control of our retail petroleum distribution, and they might have Americans working in their store at first, but what they do, and I've talked to some of these guys they got working, the Somalian slaves. They have come over here and worked, and they pay them like they want. That way they don't pay any income tax or anything. So
Well, I don't think people should pay income tax. I think it's heroic for people to not pay income tax.
Yeah, well, not for them to come over here and use our infrastructure that we have spent our tax dollars in former times to build up and come up for their convenience and not pay for it and sap money out of our economy. It's really bad, and we need to wise up to that.
These are people.
Where's the money go if it's not going into our economy?
It's being drained out of our economy, being wired out of here and used against us. Right here in our state, we have a city, Gary, Indiana, that used to be the steel capital of the world, is now the governor's talking about letting Gary, Indiana go into receivership. Well, you know what that means, don't you? All these people with the money that they're turning over from the dope trade go up there and buy that out, pennies on the dollar. So you think that's right too, right?
Well, I think that people should be able to enter into contracts, and however they wish. I think that we should be free to do that. But specifically, I would say that likely what drove people in these manufacturing businesses in Gary, Indiana, out of business was likely the government regulations on how they did business and how they had to pay employees and how they had to build their factories and stuff when the other countries don't necessarily have these regulations. So the government priced these people out of business, and then to expect the government to protect them in some way seems kind of ludicrous to me.
Well, it's not going to protect them, but you know that it's very easy to look and see what's going on, Mark and Ian. And by the way, I've seen you on the internet.
I'm sorry you had to. See us. Larry, are you saying that the employees of convenience stores are not paying? They're Somalian slaves. They're not paying income tax, and they're on welfare.
They're probably on welfare.
Okay, well, then it sounds to me like you're, first of all, if they're really slaves, then I certainly object to slavery. I'm no fan of that. That's terrible if that's the truth. But if they're using welfare, then you can't really blame them for that.
No,
you need to blame the state for making welfare available.
Well, they're supposed to be operating on our behalf, which obviously they're not doing when our cities
state?
Are going into receivership.
Well, that's a big joke. Thank you, Larry. I appreciate hearing from you. The idea that the state is operating on your behalf is it's quite the story, because the state operates on the state's behalf.
I'd like to see some evidence of that.
Yeah, the state operates in favor of the state and the people that are connected to it. So the politically connected class, the people that are the good old boys network, that's who the state operates on behalf of. The state uses you and I, the government people use us as a resource to enrich their friends and punish their enemies, period. At all levels.
We are their serfs. They do not serve us.
Right. Local, state, federal. The police, when they say to serve and protect, the rest of the phrase is to serve and protect our masters in the legislature, our masters in the state. More coming out. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And survivalistseeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now, you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And it's the Saturday edition. You can bring up anything. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, including live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam. It's all there for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Again, that's listen.freetalklive.com.
Check out the Low Country Liberty Report. This radiographer from Savannah, Georgia, focuses on pro-freedom issues from around the country. It's liberty-oriented reports for liberty-minded folks. Doesn't pretend to be unbiased in reporting, tries to add a little humor to every report. You can find his videos at lclreport.com or join the LCL group on Facebook or Twitter. It's lclreport.com.
Let's continue with your phone calls about anything. Fred's in Michigan, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Fred.
Hey there, guys.
Fred, what's on your mind tonight?
There's a lot on my mind.
All right, pick one.
To begin with, nuclear power doesn't exactly have an established history of safety and
Well, wait a minute. When you say it doesn't have an established history of safety, there are nuclear power plants operating around the clock, all day, all night, all week
long. For decades.
For decades now, and there are only a handful of unsafe incidents, most of them in the distant past.
I see. Well, why is it there are these nuclear dump sites like Hanford in Washington State Why is it? Let's see, where is it? A place in Utah, is it, or Nevada, where the people don't want the stuff buried out there? There's a magazine, a benchmark science journal called Environmental Science and Technology. Back in the 80s when I was researching water toxicity, I found an article, ES&T magazine, where it described how the U.S. Navy would dump their nuclear waste in 55-gallon drums into the ocean.
Sounds awful.
Well, that's what I thought. Yeah, there's a group called Integrity Research Institute out of Washington, D.C., Integrity Research Institute. And its founder, Eugene Melov, a couple of years ago, was beaten to death by baseball bats. Presumably, yeah, I guess they found baseball bats. A little Connecticut, Hamlet town where he was
okay.
He was scheduled to testify to Congress that following Tuesday of that Saturday weekend when he was beaten to death regarding things like cold fusion, which, by the way, Pons and Fleshman.
What is it that you're getting at here?
Are you suggesting that better energy sources are being kept from the public by thugs in the government?
Yeah.
I agree.
Are you familiar with Wayne?
But I don't know that your story.
Wayne Green, who's a World War II submarine commander. Have you ever heard of that guy?
I've not, no.
He's out your way. He's a scientist, and he's a wealth of knowledge. Pons and Fleshman, according to Wayne Green, were sent to the south of France, and he was funded by, it was either Hitachi or Toyota. And then recently, did I hear it on your program that Hitachi has developed you thought it was a nuclear-based technology that would power everyone?
I don't know if it was Hitachi, but I've heard that there's some sort of Japanese-manufactured product that essentially is a miniature nuclear power facility that could power several neighborhoods, and it's very, very small.
Yeah, well, whenever the mainstream scientific community, just like with this cap and trade, climate change, global warming, these clowns are on the take big time. They're wholly dependent.
Who?
The proponents. Well, in the case of Pons and Fleshman, the antagonists. Who said this is they're quack scientists, junk science? No, the quack scientists and the junk science is what I've discovered.
Are we getting the most confusing calls tonight, or is it just me?
I think this is talk radio hell.
Are my brains fried right now, or is it just me? I don't understand.
It must have been the long holiday. Maybe I had too much eggnog.
What are you getting at, dude? You just keep kind of beating around the bush with these stories.
Who's Pons and Fleischmann?
I don't know if I care who Pons and Fleischmann. What are you trying to? You're saying that they're keeping.
Should I be allowed to build a nuclear power plant on my property, man?
Pons and Fleshman.
Can you answer the question?
What question is that?
Did you hear it?
Should I be allowed to build a nuclear power plant on my property?
You want to glow in the daytime? Fine. I don't care what you do on your property.
Excellent.
Great. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. There have been stories that people have called into the show and told us about, whether it's
nuclear power is absolutely controversial. And the fact is, if you pollute someone's property, or you cause them to be ill because of what's going on, as far as I'm concerned, that's pollution anyway. It doesn't need to be nuclear power to make somebody be ill or have their baby have three eyes or whatever. And if that could be proven in some kind of court of law or through arbitrators or whatever, then whoever does that should have to pay. They should compensate the victim. That's all.
No, I agree with you. What I was going to say is we've had people calling this show for years with these stories about they know somebody who knew somebody who'd come up with, you know, this eternal energy field or something like that, or something to replace the oil, something to replace oil for energy, and that men in black would show up and they'd beat somebody up or they'd kill somebody. First, they'd offer them a bunch of money to buy the idea from them, and if they refused the money, then the person would turn up dead. And there's all kinds of these anecdotal hearsay stories out there that they really don't have any evidence to.
I remember when I was
little,
my uncle told me the story of the car battery that never died. And I've also heard in the past the carburetor, and you know how old the story is, right? The carburetor mm-hmm. that would allow you to get 100 miles to the gallon. So these stories have been around for a long time, and it always ends up where the big company comes in, buys the technology, puts it in a warehouse, and you know you never hear from it again.
And the stories don't make sense today because, well, now we have the internet, so somebody that's got a real great idea can just put their plans online, and they can be copied thousands of times, and then no men in black could possibly track you down.
If you know how to do cold fusion, write it down and put it on the internet.
Yeah. Let's go to your calls. Rev is in Alabama listening in Florence to WVNA. Rev, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind, Rev? Please bring us some sanity.
I'm sorry?
I said, please bring us some sanity.
Oh, man. Listen, I called. I was listening to that guy. I turned you on. I just left work, and I was like, who in the hell is this guy? I was like, this guy's a leftover from the 60s, man. He needs to put the bong away. I'm like,
hey, now, what's wrong with the bong, okay?
Well, hey, this guy, man, he must be like, you know, I don't know. I mean, like, I'm wondering if the guy's got a big bottle of Quaaludes the size of, you know, a car or something, man. Guy can't carry on a lucid thought, man. He never did ask a question. He was just, like, rambling.
Well, you don't have to ask a question to get on the air on Free Talk Live. I mean, we'll let a drunk guy on the air on this show.
As long as they're an entertaining drunk guy.
Well, no, I mean, we'll let anybody on, and if they're not that entertaining, then they're going to get off, you know, relatively quickly. But did you have anything you wanted to comment on besides that?
Oh, well, you guys were talking about nuclear plants and stuff there. you know, I agree. I think that, you know, the bad thing with nuke is you got that waste, and you have no way to get rid of it.
You know, it's my understanding that things have gotten better in the nuclear industry. I'm by no means a spokesperson for them or know that much about them, but it's my understanding that they've gotten better in dealing with the waste, and there used to be a lot of problems with it, but that things are looking up.
Yeah, you don't want to take the U.S. Navy's example of just throwing it in a 55-gallon drum and dropping it off into the ocean.
Bad.
Because the private companies are going to be a little bit more cautious about it than the Navy. Well, because, you know, a private company actually has liability for its actions. Thank you for the call at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by consumers. Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231, and this is the Saturday edition of the show. We're here live taking your calls about absolutely anything. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com, and when you start your shopping through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You know Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailer, selling all kinds of stuff, dozens of categories. They even sell used items, so if you need to save a few extra bucks, that's a great way to go. Of course, if you buy them brand new, you can usually get free super saver shipping on a whole lot of their items over there. amazon.freetalklive.com. Just a little bit more about the nuclear power situation before we continue with your phone calls, because it came up. We didn't really have a chance to comment too extensively on it, and neither of us are experts on this particular topic. However, Penn and Teller did a great episode of their television show BS, and Penn and Teller are not experts either, but they did have some experts on their show.
Sure. Well, they do a recorded show where you can be prepared for these kind of things. If somebody calls in and asks us about nuclear power, it's not like we're going to know everything off the top of our heads.
And they did a great job of really just busting a lot of the myths surrounding the scary stories surrounding nuclear power, and I wish I could remember exactly what they said about the waste disposal. But basically, there are different ways to handle disposing of nuclear waste. There's obviously the storage option. and that could involve putting the sealing it up and putting it underground, very, very deep underground, that kind of thing.
But that's really the old method.
That's
the
old method.
The
yeah.
reason that we don't have newer methods is because they won't let them update these plants.
Well, they also have, so that's geologic disposal. This is according to the Wikipedia article. There's also transmutation, where they can consume the nuclear waste and then transmute it into other less harmful nuclear waste. There are proposals for that. There are also proposals about reusing the waste, because it's still something you can use.
If it's radiating, you'd think it has power in it. If it's, you know, I mean, if it has power, take the power out.
I just need to figure out how to tap into that. So were we to be able to have more development of nuclear facilities in this country, it's likely that a lot of these options would become more fleshed out.
Right.
Other countries are significantly ahead of the United States as a result of that, because, well, they don't have the same kind of restrictions. It's my understanding that a new nuclear power facility has not been built in this country since the 1970s.
It's got to be nigh impossible.
Right. It's prevented. There's a prohibition on it.
Right. Now in the United States, somebody else can tell you what you can do on your property, and I think that's wrong.
Yeah. So if you allow the marketplace to function in the area of power providing, maybe nuclear would be the best option. Maybe you're not. Maybe something else would surpass it. Maybe something would be shown to be much better. But either way, if you would allow the marketplace to operate, then the marketplace, the people in search of a profit, the companies that are out there providing the power, would figure out safe ways to dispose of it. And if they put people at risk and that was found out, then they would be liable. As you were saying before, Mark, then you'd have a tort if you found out that they buried some nuclear waste and it was somehow leaching into the water supply, and then that'd be a tremendous liability for that company. Of course, they do have limited liability corporations, which severely limit the amount of liability that companies have, but you can blame the government for that one. So the government is to blame for limiting liability of companies. The government is to blame for preventing new power options from being discovered and worked with and implemented. And so that's where you have it. And none of these companies are doing the crazy crap that the people in the military, like that guy called, if what he said is true, about the Navy dropping drums of nuclear waste, 55-gallon drums, into the ocean. There's nobody doing that besides the Navy. That's nuts. 800-259-9231. We continue here. You can bring up absolutely anything. Stuart's listening to WSCFM in Charleston. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stuart.
Good evening. How are you?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just listening to that babbling idiot that was talking about the Navy dropping 55-gallon drums of nuclear waste in the ocean. I don't know where he got that from, but that's like a total lie.
Well, it sounds believable to me, because it is the truth, at least, that the military as a whole is the number one polluter in the United States. I mean, that much is true. I don't know about all the details on how they pollute.
Well, you know, I retired out of the Navy. I spent 20 years in the Navy, 14 years of those on submarines, atomic submarines. And when you're out there, you have no way to drop any kind of nuclear waste into the ocean.
Yeah, on a submarine, that wouldn't make much sense. What did you guys do with your waste from the nuclear engine there?
There is no waste. It all circles. It all recirculates. So, the only time that you have waste is when you go into the yard and they work on the reactor. And the Navy's been running nuclear submarines for like almost 50 years now or better. So, and it's one of the safest and most dependable means of electrical power there is.
Yeah, it is very, very safe, and I thank you for clearing that up, and thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Again, all of the disaster stories about nuclear power facilities have to do with mostly Chernobyl, and then there was the Three Mile Island thing, and these are very
those
old.
Those are the two, yeah.
Yeah,
those
are from a long time ago.
Chernobyl was a governmental problem anyway.
Correct. The commies ran that.
Right. The government ran everything in the Soviet Union at the time, so, you know, that's not really fair to lay at the doorstep of power companies.
Let's continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's talk to, I believe we have Craig in Kentucky. Craig, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
How you doing tonight, Jim?
What's on your mind, Craig?
Hey, which would be most cost-effective, to export our businesses and equipment to foreign countries or to import workers?
Which would be most cost-effective, to export equipment or to import workers? Was that the question?
Importing workers.
to import, to export our businesses. Uh-huh. I mean, everybody's talking about where everybody's having a fit about American companies moving to foreign countries.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have the infrastructure already set up to manufacture in Michigan and Indiana. So why not? Why wouldn't it be realistic that they could import the workers to fill the American jobs?
They sure could if there weren't all these governmental rules about immigration sitting in the way.
I don't understand the rules.
Well, the rules are insane.
Kind of rules? Well, listen, I don't. Show me the rules.
Please,
good luck.
They are legion. There's so many of them you can't know what to do. I mean, I've had people that work at immigration lawyers' offices say, forget about immigrating the United States. It's impossible.
Yeah, the rules are very difficult to jump through. The hoops are very difficult. They're very costly as well. You pretty much have to be able to hire an attorney to
but
try
that's for
to
unskilled
them.
People. If you're skilled, you have a better shot.
Still, though, they're very, very restrictive, and when you say a better shot, you're still talking about multiple years, maybe a decade of your time, and thousands upon thousands of dollars, and you still are going to need to be able to hire an attorney to get you through that process. So it's an incredibly difficult process that, in many cases, involves you applying and paying an application fee, them losing your application, taking your fee, and then you having to apply over again, getting part way through the process, them screwing it up again. I mean, there's so many different bureaucratic hurdles to jump through. It's really insane. The idea that anybody is actually able to immigrate to this country is quite a feat.
Well, my point is the economic stimulus packages were passed and the health care reform was passed, and most of the citizens in this country were against that, but they still passed it. So why not? Why couldn't they? Say, I mean, the Mideast Peace Plan, could this be part of the Mideast Peace Plan? To let people from the Mideast relocate here and set up their own state in the United States.
Well, I don't know about setting up a state, but I think that I think if you want to increase peace between people, allowing them to mix together is a good way to do that. And I think that anybody who wants to make a better life for themselves should be able to come here and do so. As long as they can find someone who's willing to rent to them and find someone that's willing to give them some work, then they should be able to come here. The problem is that we've got these welfare programs that kind of attract a certain undesirable element. In the absence of those welfare programs, you'd have good folks coming here looking for a better life.
Right. If you want to jumpstart the economy in the United States, the quick, easy way to do it is really pretty much what you're saying. You stop welfare for anybody who isn't a documented worker, a citizen of the United States.
I
agree that you should stop welfare entirely, but if you want to jumpstart the economy, you stop it for anybody who's not a citizen. And I'm not saying that I think that citizens are better or anything like that. I don't think that I should be obligated to pay anybody to sit around and do nothing. But
one's a citizen anyway.
Whatever. We'll explain that,
Craig,
in a second.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Want to make sure we get this Totesac giveaway taken care of here this hour. So if you want to get a two-pack of the Totesac, help you bring those grocery bags back in from the car in hopefully one trip. That's how it works for me. It's great. TOTASAK.com is their website. And you can get a two-pack if you're caller number 4 right now. We'll give you the special contest line, which is 603-435-1105. There it is, 603-435-1105. We just fixed the contest line today, so it should be up and running A-OK. Dial on in, be caller number 4, and you get a two-pack of the Totesac, 603-435-1105. Hour 2's coming up. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.